Hi, my name's Hini Woss. Welcome to this Forest Yoga class. You can find more free audio classes like this one and information on my website, hiniwossyoga.co.uk. For this class, you're going to need a roll, something about 6 inches in diameter, and you can make this out of a spare yoga mat rolled up, or maybe a cushion, a blanket, a beach towel, whatever you have to hand. As with any yoga class, don't stretch into pain. Be careful of your body. Find a comfortable seated position where your spine can be really long and your torso spacious. Take a few breaths to find out how you feel today. Our intent today is to make space around your spine. Send your breath into the muscles around your spine and explore the feeling of using the muscles of the torso to lift and lengthen. Take a deep breath down into your hips, using your breath to expand into your hips, making space, allowing your hips to soften. As you exhale, allow your shoulders to soften down your back. Allow your jaw to let go. Beginning your breath still in the hips, take your breath a little higher up into the low back. Feel for using your breath, that little stretch at the top of the inhale, to make a little bit more space in the low back. Find out what sensations are there in your low back. As you breathe out, allow to let go anything that feels tense, tight. Still beginning the breath deep in the hips, bring the breath up into the belly from there. Gently balloon out the belly with your breath. As you breathe out, allow your molars to separate, your tongue to hang heavy in your mouth, cheeks to soften. Begin your breath in your hips. Draw the breath all the way up through into the mid-back. As you exhale, allow any tension to let go from around the top of your chest. On your next inhale, begin the breath low in the hips and draw it all the way up into the solar plexus. Use your breath to find any tension, any stuck spots, anywhere that feels numb or tight. And to use the exhale to let release anything that feels stuck. Unlocking the hips. Bring your feet into Baddha Konasana, the heels of the feet, balls of the feet pressing together, the toes flexed back. Roll your weight over all the way onto the left hip. And then take a hold of your right thigh with both hands. Draw the thigh away from the hip joint really strongly, making space in the hip. Take a deep breath into the space you've made. On exhale, bring the weight back down onto the left hip so you're sitting equally on both sit bones again. Bring the left hand to the top of the left thigh and lean away from that thigh, using the straightening of the arm to help traction into the hip joint, into the low back. Fill up your low back and the hip joint with breath. Exhale, soften the jaw. And then release. Switch sides. Roll your weight all the way over onto the right hip. Take a hold of the left thigh with both hands and pull the thigh away from the hip joint, making space. Send your breath into that space. Exhale, bring your weight back down onto that hip so you're equal across both sit bones. Then take the right hand to the top of the right thigh. Use the straightening of your arm to traction into the hip joint, leaning your torso away from the right thigh. Use your breath to explore just how much space you're making with the tractioning motion of the arm. And then release. Seated forward bend. If Baddha Konasana is comfortable for you, stay in Baddha Kon. Otherwise, come back to cross legs, or you can do any variation of forward bend that suits you today. Inhale and lift your heart up. Exhale, forward bend, walking the hands forward to come into a forward bend that lengthens the front of the body as much as it lengthens the back of the body. Inhale and draw your collarbones forward. Exhale, relax the neck. Send your breath into your low back. Ease out anything that feels stuck there with your breath. On your next inhale, walk the hands back towards you to come up, keeping the neck relaxed. Seated twist. Come into cross legs. Inhale, lift the heart. And then exhale, bring the left hand onto the right knee. Other hand comes behind onto the floor on fingertips. As you inhale, lift up into the twist. Exhale, soften the shoulders. Get your breath working into anywhere in this twist that feels tight or stuck. Finding out which parts of the spine feel free and which parts of the spine feel less free. Take a breath into your low back. Exhale, soften around the low back. Take a breath into the mid back. As you exhale, soften, let go, release any tension there. Take a breath into the back of the heart, between the shoulder blades. Exhale, release whatever you're holding there. On your next inhale, come back to center. Change the cross of your legs. Inhale, lift the heart. And then exhale, come to twist on the other side. Use the muscles of your abdomen to lift up on inhale into the twist, spiraling upwards. On exhale, allow your shoulders to soften down. Find a neutral position for your neck. Take a breath into the low back. Send your breath into the mid back. What can you feel there? Now send your breath into the back of your heart, exploring, finding whatever space there is there and expanding it with your breath. On your next inhale, come back to center. Come to lying on your back for pelvic tilts. Knees bent, feet on the floor. Arms can be by your sides, or you can have your hands on your belly, whichever feels best. Take a deep breath into the low back. And as you exhale, press the low back into the mat to glue the low back ribs down into the mat. Inhale, release, coming back to the natural curve that you had before you tensed those muscles. Exhale, press the low back into the mat, glue it down. Inhale, release. Exhale, press the low back into the mat, feeling the pelvis tilt as a result, just gently. And then inhale, release. Exhale, press the low back down, glue it down. And then inhale, release. Three-part twisting abs with a roll. Grab your roll, place it in between your thighs, right up at the pelvis, as far away from the knees as you can get it. This avoids tweaking the knees. Pick your feet up off the ground. If you are low back tweaky or low back injured, then have a right angle bend through your knees, knees stacked above the hips. Otherwise, have your legs straight, pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Interlace the fingers and place them behind the head and neck. They're there to support your head so that your neck doesn't have to do any work at all. Take a deep inhale into the low back. Hold the breath, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up and squeeze the roll. Exhale, send both elbows up towards the left foot or to the left knee. Pull the low belly down. And then inhale back to centre. Hold the breath, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze the roll. Exhale, both elbows up towards the right foot. Pull the low belly down. And then inhale, back to centre. Hold the breath, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze the roll. Exhale, both elbows up straight towards the ceiling, lifting into the upper abs. Pull the low belly down away from the ceiling. Inhale, back to centre. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze the roll. Exhale, send both elbows up towards the left foot. Pull the low belly down, squeeze the roll again, and then inhale back to centre. Hold the breath, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze the roll. Exhale, both elbows up towards the right foot or right knee. Pull the low belly down, squeeze the roll again, inhale back to centre. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze the roll. Exhale, both elbows lift straight up towards the ceiling. Pull the low belly down, squeeze the roll. Inhale, back to centre. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up. Exhale, both elbows lift up towards the left foot or the left knee. Pull the low belly down, and then move the roll an inch towards the ceiling with your thighs. Inhale, back to centre. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze the roll. Exhale, both elbows up towards the right foot. Pull the low belly down, move the roll towards the ceiling with your thighs. Inhale, back to centre. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze the roll. Exhale, lift both elbows straight up towards the ceiling. Pull the low belly down, relax your neck. Move the roll towards the ceiling with your thighs. Head down. Feet down, leave the roll where it is, and take a deep breath into your belly, glorying in the heat, the fizz that you've just generated. Bridge with a roll between the thighs. Arms by sides, palms facing up, open and receptive. Have your feet about hip-width distance apart, toes facing forwards, heels underneath your knees. And the roll still between the thighs, right up at the pelvis. Roll one shoulder blade down the back, and then the other, making space so that your neck can relax. You can let your shoulders go. Activate your feet, and on exhale, press down through your strong legs, lifting the hips up. Squeeze the roll, and on exhale, tuck the tailbone down so that the low back is very long and very supported. Squeeze the roll again and feel how that activation of the inner thighs brings another component of strength into play in your legs, lifting the inner thighs up towards the ceiling just a little. You want a strong line of energy all the way from the left foot all the way up the inner left leg through the hips all the way down the inner right leg to the right foot. Breathe into your back. Find out how can you work this pose in a way that creates space in your back. Tailbone tucking strongly. On exhale, bring the upper back down to the ground. Tuck the tailbone again. Mid back down to the ground. Tuck the tailbone again. Low back down to the ground. And then finally, tailbone comes down. And roll over onto your side. Use your arms to push yourself up to sitting, keeping your head hanging as you come up. And using a whole palm of the hand to lift the head lovingly back to centre. Dolphin, come to all fours, and then bring the elbows down to the mat. Measure the distance between the elbows by clasping the upper arms, and then bring the hands down, either interlacing the fingers in front or palms flat on the floor with forearms parallel, and a straight line between the crook of the elbow and the middle finger. Let your neck relax. Inhale, lift the back of the heart up towards the ceiling, then tuck toes, straighten legs. Bring the hips up into dolphin. Wrap the shoulders strongly, pulling the shoulder blades in towards the armpits, broadening your back. Let your neck relax. And if you feel any dipping down of the low back, any dumping of the belly towards the floor, engage your ab muscles to keep the low back long and straight and supported. Take a deep breath into the backs of the legs. Exhale, soften the jaw. Bring your knees down and sit up. Then come to standing at the front of your mat for sun salutations. Feet about hip-width distance apart. Active toes. Tuck your tailbone, lift your heart up. Exhale, bring your shoulder blades down your back. Hands together at heart. Throughout this round of suns, send your breath and your focus into your feet. Feel your feet pressing onto the ground and use that press to help lift your heart up. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, forward fold. Allow your neck to relax. Inhale, send your left leg back into lunge. Back knee comes down, top of the back foot comes down. Hands can be on the floor, on the knee, or in the air. Soften your shoulders. Plant the hands down. Exhale, back to plank. If you want to, inhale, bring the knees down. Everybody, exhale, bend the elbows. Come all the way down to the floor until you're lying all the way down. Hands about 12 inches in front of the shoulders for low cobra. Tuck the tailbone down strongly, then inhale as you pull forward, come up, lift the collarbones forward and up, lift the heart forward and up. Exhale, pull forward as you come down to lying all the way down. And hands under the shoulders, press back to downward dog. Neck relaxed. Inhale and send your left leg forward into lunge. Back knee down, top of the back foot down. Hands wherever it feels comfortable for your arms to be. Press down through your strong legs to feel the lift of your heart. Then plant your hands down, forward fold. As you inhale and come all the way up to standing, feel your feet on the ground. Raise the arms, and then exhale, Hands together at chest. Take a breath into your feet. Feel that contact with the ground. Throughout this next round of suns, send your breath into your low back, your mid back. Use your ab muscles to help lift up out of any compression in that area. Activate your toes. Exhale, hands together at chest. Inhale, arms up. Shoulder blades soften down. Exhale, forward fold with a relaxed neck. Inhale, step the right leg back into lunge. Plant the hands down. Exhale, back to plank. If you wish, bring the knees down on inhale. Everybody exhale, bend the elbows, coming down all the way to the floor. Bring belly button and nose to the floor at the same time. Hands about 12 inches in front of the shoulders for low cobra. Tuck the tailbone down strongly using the buttock muscles. Then pull forward and up. Exhale, pull forward and down, lengthening the spine. Hands under the shoulders, press back to downward dog. Relax your neck. Inhale, send the right leg forward into lunge. Exhale, plant the hands down, step forward into a forward fold. Neck relaxed. Inhale, stand all the way up and then raise the arms. Shoulders soft. Exhale, hands together at chest. B series with three pose vignettes. Inhale, arms up and sit low into chair. Tuck the tailbone down so that the low back is very protected. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, step your feet back to plank. Inhale, knees down. Exhale, bend the elbows, come all the way down to the ground. Grab your roll and place the roll underneath your belly so that it's gently massaging into the soft part of your belly, but it's not pressing on your low ribs. Cobra over the roll. Tuck the tailbone around the roll and then pull forward as you come up into cobra. Inhale. Exhale, lower all the way down to the ground. Inhale, pull forward and up, tuck the tailbone using the buttock muscles, curling it round the roll. And then exhale, pull forward as you come down. One more. Inhale, pull forward and up into cobra. Exhale, pull forward as you come down, welcoming the roll a little further into your belly. Lie down over the roll, turn your head to one side, and take a few breaths, allowing the roll to enter a little deeper into your abdomen, to massage a little deeper into the stuck spots there. Then come to all fours, move the roll out of the way, push back to downward dog, neck relaxed. Inhale, send the left leg forward into warrior one, for warrior one with back traction. Hips aligned with the short edge of the mat, strong bend in the front knee, feet about 4 feet apart. Hands onto the hips, with the thumbs towards the spine and the fingers splaying across the front of the hips. Inhale and lift your heart up, telescoping the ribs. Exhale, soften the shoulders, using the push of the arms against your hips to help traction the back. Take a deep breath into the front of the chest around the heart. Exhale, soften the shoulders a little more. Inhale into the mid back, the low back. Feel for the space that you're making there. Exhale, release. Come into a short lunge for easy twisting lunge. A right angle bend in the front knee, the left knee, and the right knee directly below the right hip. Find extra padding if this hurts your knees. Bring your right hand down to the floor in line with your front foot. And reach the left arm up towards the ceiling. Let your neck relax. And feel for opening your chest out towards the ceiling. Perhaps drawing the top arm back into chest opener if that feels good. If you feel wobbly, use your abs to steady you. Send your breath into the twist. What can you feel in this twist? Make a study of it. Get fascinated with what you can feel. As you inhale, arc your left collarbone up towards the sky. Let your shoulders relax on exhale. Then untwist. Bring the top arm down, hand to the floor. Pigeon. Left knee comes behind the left wrist. You can use whichever variation of pigeon feels good here. Your front shin can be parallel with the front of the mat, or the heel can be quite close to the groin, or anywhere in between. And if it feels good, you can have your right leg straight out behind you, weight equally distributed between both hips. Or if it feels better for you today, roll all your weight over onto the left hip. Bend the back knee as much as you like. Bring the torso down. Find a block or a roll for a pillow if your head doesn't come all the way down to the floor. Allow your neck to relax. And send a deep breath into the low back, the back of the hips. Exhale and feel for letting go anything from the hips that you're ready to let go of. Lift the torso up. Push back to downward dog. Let your neck relax. And then inhale and send your right leg forward into warrior one on the other side. Hips align with the short edge of the mat, feet about 4 feet apart. Traction the back. Hands under the hips with the thumbs towards the spine. Press down through the arms to lift the heart up, making space in the low back, the mid back. Allow your shoulders to soften. And flood your breath into the stretch in your back. Wash the breath through, rinsing it out. Exhale, relax your jaw, relax your eyes. And then release. Easy twisting lunge. Bring the back knee down so that you're in a short lunge. Right angle bend through the front knee and back knee below the back hip. Plant the left hand down on the floor in line with the front foot. Reach up and back into chest opener. Reaching the right collarbone towards the ceiling, arcing the chest open. Exhale, relax the neck. Use this pose to help make your torso a little more spacious, a little longer. Getting your breath into anywhere in the twist that feels tight. And using your breath to make space. As you exhale, bring the top arm down. Pigeon. Right knee comes behind the right wrist. Again, you can use any variation that suits you. Bring the torso down to the floor. Neck relaxed. And take a deep breath into the hips, into the low back. Soften the shoulders, soften the jaw. On your next inhale, bring your torso up, plant the hands down, push back to downward dog. Relax your neck. Take a deep breath into the backs of the legs. On your next inhale, send your left foot forward into Warrior Two. Feet about 4 feet apart, hips aligned with the long edge of the mat. Deep bend in the front knee. The front heel aligned with the back arch. Interlace the fingers behind the pelvis and draw the hands down towards the floor. Flood your breath into the front of the chest, around the fronts of the armpits, the collarbones. And feel for releasing anything that's stuck there, anything that's stopping your chest from feeling fully open. Reach the hands down towards the floor and investigate every detail of this stretch. Release. Head to ankle prep. Inhale, lift the heart, and then exhale, forward fold, bring the hands down to the mat or to a block. Bring the left hand to the top of the left thigh. Straighten through the left arm. Lean your torso away from that left leg. Use the push of the arm to help traction into the low back and the back of the hips. Take a soft breath, ballooning into that space you're making with the tractioning. Allow your jaw to be soft. Allow your neck to relax. Release. Lounge lunge. Come into a long lunge, the left foot still forward. Bring your right hand underneath your shoulder. Allow your weight to hike up into the shoulder. Hug in your left knee with your left arm. Feel for draping the right ribs down towards the floor and turning the belly button in towards your left thigh. Take a deep breath into the stretch that you can feel. Release. Plant the hands down. Step back to downward dog or turbo dog. Your choice. Whichever variation you choose, relax your neck completely. Broaden your back by wrapping the shoulder blades in towards the armpits. If you're in down dog, have a micro bend in the elbows so that the upper arms are working and you're not locking into the shoulders. Inhale and bring the right foot forward. Coming up into Warrior Two on the other side. For Warrior Two, with hands clasped. Feet about 4 feet apart, front heel aligns with the back arch, strong bend in the front knee, and align your hips with the long edge of the mat. Clasp the hands behind the back, interlace the fingers, and draw the hands down towards the floor strongly. This pose is all about getting space into the top of the chest. Use your breath in alliance with this pose to help make that space. Wash the breath around the heart, the collarbones, easing out any tension. And if your stuck spot feels too stuck to get your breath inside, send your breath around the edge, see if you can tease it apart from the outside in. Release. Head to ankle prep. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, forward bend. Bring hands to the floor or to a block. Bring the right hand to the top of the right thigh, as far away from the knee as you can get it. Straighten the arm, leaning the torso away from the right thigh, making space in the low back, in the back of the hips. Wash your breath all the way into the space you're making in the hip joint. Press down equally through both feet. Activate your front toes. And as you exhale, allow your neck to relax. Release. Plant your hands down either side of your front foot. Step back into a long lunge for lounge lunge. Bring your left hand underneath your left shoulder. Allow the shoulder to hike up towards the ear, taking your weight into that arm. Hug your right arm around your right knee, drawing the torso in towards that front leg. Push the big toe side and the little toe side of your front foot into the floor equally. Take an enormous breath all the way through your whole body, from your toes to the crown of your head. As you exhale, feel for releasing a little into this pose, allowing the ribs to relax towards the floor a little more, allowing the hips to open just a smidgen. Soften your neck, soften your jaw, allow your eyes to relax. And plant your hands down either side of your front foot. Step back to downward dog or turbo dog. Neck relaxed. Shoulders wrapped. On inhale, step or lightly, silently jump your feet forwards between your hands, coming into a forward bend. Inhale, reach your collarbones forward. Exhale, relax the neck. On inhale, stand all the way up, raise the arms, and then bend the knees deep into chair. Shoulders wrapping, relax down the back. Tailbone strongly tucked to keep the low back strongly supported. Enjoy a couple of breaths here as the lava begins to build in your thighs. And then straighten the legs, hands together at chest. Exhale. Twisting pigeon towards the foot and towards the thigh. Come into pigeon with your left leg forward. Have a right angle bend in the left knee. And sit your weight all the way over onto the left hip. Your back knee can bend a little if that feels better for you. Twist your chest towards your left foot. Hook your left arm over the left foot. You're working towards getting your armpit into the foot. Find a position for your right arm that helps your chest to open. Perhaps clasping hands to leverage the chest open, or perhaps rolling the right arm back. Activate your feet. Inhale into your lower back and hips. Exhale, relax your neck. Inhale and move your ribs away from your hips. With your exhale, roll your chest open. Untwist. If you usually do pigeon with your weight over on one hip and the back knee bent, then You can repeat this side for twisting pigeon over the foot, or you can move straight onto the other side. If you're happy working pigeon with the back leg straight, then you can also do twisting pigeon over the thigh. From pigeon with the left leg forward, back leg straight, weight equal over both hips, hook the right elbow over the left thigh. You can put your forearm on the floor, or you could brace your right arm against the left thigh. Have your left arm shoulder distance from the right arm. Straighten your back leg, level the hips, activate your feet. Inhale and move your ribs away from your hips. Exhale, relax your neck. Inhale into your lower back and hips, filling them up with your breath. Exhale, relax your jaw. Untwist. Now come into pigeon on the other side with the right leg forward. Repeat twisting pigeon over the foot, and if you're working pigeon with the back leg straight, twisting pigeon over the thigh. As you move through these poses, use your breath to help create a little more space in the back, in the hips. Feel for working these poses at 80% of your capacity to stretch. No more than that. Find a way of doing these poses that feels kind for your body. If you want a little more time to enjoy these poses, then you can stop the recording, pause here, and start it again when you've finished. Lying down spinal twist. Come to lying on your back, knees bent, feet on the floor. Bring your arms into cactus position. Elbows bent, elbows on the floor, wrists on the floor, to keep you steady. Inhale and bring both knees towards the chest, as close as you can get them. And then on exhale, lower the knees and the feet all the way down to the floor on the left side. If you can't get your knees and your feet to reach the ground, then find something to put underneath them, a blanket or a block. Draw the knees as close to the chest as you can, close into the armpit as you can. Bring your right arm into whatever position feels most comfortable for your back. You can reach your right arm out towards the right, maybe even looking towards the hand to increase the stretch. If it feels better for your back, have the arm above your head, perhaps with the hand turned over with fingertips on the floor. Swell your breath into your back here, finding out how does this twist feel in every part of your spine. Seek out the parts of the twist which feel softest, gentlest, most pleasurable. Hunt down the areas in your spine which feel a little tighter in this twist, and get your breath inside them. Allow your neck to be very soft, your jaw to relax. On your next inhale, bring your arms back into cactus position, And bring the knees back to centre one by one. With knees still into the chest, lower the knees all the way down to the floor on the other side, coming to a twist that feels really great for your back. Find a position for the opposite arm that feels good. Swell your breath into your spine. Find something that feels really good about this twist. And send your breath into that area. As you exhale, allow your eyes to soften. The muscles across the forehead, around the nose. On inhale, bring the arms back into cactus position, knees back to centre one by one. Then make your way into Shavasana for final relaxation. Arms by your sides, palms facing up, legs out long. Roll one shoulder blade down the back and then the other. And then let your arms, your hands, your shoulders, your neck relax. Throughout final relaxation, you can use this time as your meditation practice. Send every inhale into your back, warming your back, healing it with your breath. Use every exhale to release a little more tension. If it helps, you can visualize a dark cloud leaving your mouth, carrying away anything that was stuck, anything that you don't need. You can rest here for 5 minutes or more if you like. Namaste.